There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We're very pleased to welcome to the studio Roberto de Diego Arozamena, the CEO of Abdellatif Jameel Energy. A very good morning to you. Buenos dias.
Good morning. Buenos dias, Malcolm.
I hope I pronounce your name acceptably.
Yes, very well.
Good. We want to look at reducing costs and increased uptake of renewable power in this region, what it means for businesses and industries. Thank you very much for coming in. And since 2009, solar prices down 62%, due to drop further over the next few years. When do you think the technology will improve enough for us to be able to run factories easily and also air conditioning systems, which have always been the stumbling point at the moment?
I think we're basically there in terms of the price of electricity. The technology, as it improves, also improves the efficiency, which means that the surrounding equipment that needs to, that you need for an installation is also reduced. You have less cabling, less structures, and therefore the cost of electricity goes down. However, it's intermittent. You only have electricity with solar when there's sun, and you only have wind electricity when there's wind. We recently won a project in Chile that combines the two plus battery storage for 24-hour supply.
That was always the sort of stumbling point. Everyone said, well, you can't really store solar energy. It's there, it's gone, it's when the sun's out. But now there's huge moves in terms of battery storage of solar energy.
Yes, and there's many technologies. Of course, it depends on how you use the batteries, whether you are moving the electricity or providing electricity into the night, or whether you use it like a mobile phone or a car. So there are different technologies, and there's a lot of research and development going around batteries.
One of the things that was always said about having solar, for instance, you can do a lot of things. You can run your lights, you can perhaps run a water heater from solar on your roof, on your domestic roof, your house roof, but to try to get the air conditioning to run would be virtually impossible. You need far more solar panels than you've got roof space. Has the technology improved enough so that with what you can put onto a single roof would actually run everything in the house below it?
You could, yes, with battery storage. So you actually charge the batteries in certain parts of the day when you're not using other utilities or other equipment,
and eventually that happens automatically. It's not something you get out.
Yes, of course. Yes, yes, yes. It actually switches on automatically, yeah. So you don't feel it. However, at night you have to have a more substantial battery installation for you to be able to cover 24-hour supply.
Over the years, I've heard various stories about sand and dust and the amount of cleaning that solar panels need here in the UAE, and then the advent of self-cleaning panels. Where are we now?
There's different research that is going on around dust deposition on the panels. There are different coating technologies. There's different cleaning technologies. There's robot cleaning. And there's also mathematical algorithms that tell you when you should be cleaning, because the cost of cleaning is lower than the energy that you're losing.
Right. So that is less of a factor. What do you see actually as being the biggest hurdle for the private adoption of solar here?
I think, especially in the UAE, there's a significant amount of expats. And they're not the owners of their homes, but they pay the electric bill. So the owner of the home has no incentive to actually install solar because they're not paying for the electrical bill.
What about what you're actually allowed to do in terms of, if I wanted to stick solar panels on a villa, for example, even if I own the villa, I'm dealing with regulations from municipality, whether or not I'm allowed to feed into the grid, whether or not the compound that I live in, the housing community or whatever, what the developer says I'm allowed to do and what I'm not allowed to do on the houses, and then how that would affect my insurance. I feel like there's a number of things to get over here.
Yes, I think the government and DIWA are working very well on the regulation. Actually, DIWA has a solar rooftop program, mm-hmm. Which is, I believe, working well. And it's just a matter of understanding with your community, whether you're able to disconnect or not from the grid, if you get to that point.
Saudi was talking the other day, Saudi Arabia, about clean energy, and they included nuclear in that mix. We've got nuclear plants being built here in the UAE as well. Could the huge amount of energy that nuclear can produce reduce the need for solar, do you think?
I don't think so. I think it actually complements solar. It replaces the power generation through hydrocarbons.
Yeah.
Yes. So it's actually complementary. The UAE is supposed to produce about 6% of their total production from nuclear by 2050 and 44% out of renewables.
What is the biggest difference than one person can make in terms of their energy consumption?
I think the cheapest kilowatt hour is the one you don't use. So energy efficiency would be the best way of going forward. There is no need to have an 18 degree thermostat when 23, 24 might be acceptable. So you leave home, you leave the air conditioning on at 18 degrees and you're wasting electricity.
It's also a lesson that a lot of the shopping malls and restaurants haven't learned around Dubai yet.
You're
freezing
right.
In the summer.
Yes, you have many people visiting Dubai that actually have to wear a sweater in the shopping malls.
What are we seeing happen to the price of solar? I mean, I know it's dropping, but at what rate is it dropping? And is there sort of an equation for when it will stabilize?
In the last 2 years, there's been about a 30% drop in the price of solar installations. However, you need to make sure that drop is slowing down. It can't go to zero. People along the value chain need to make money.
Well, that's where we have to leave it, unfortunately. But we look forward to having you back again in the near future. Roberto de Diego Arozamena, the CEO of Abdel Latif Jameel Energy. We do appreciate your time.
Thank you very much for having me.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.